Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Drake from Engaging Walk. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Today is the 6th of May, and it's a beautiful day here in Southern California. Hope it's a beautiful day where you guys are at, too. And all right, so today we're going to be talking about this idea of who should apologize first. So in our marriage with my wife, Ruby, and she's right over here. She's with the baby. She is basically the baby's bed right now. The baby's like sleeping on her and cuddling with her, and she loves to be cuddled. And during this last few weeks or so, and you know, before that, there's been a lot of adjustments that we've had to make, not only because we have a newborn, but because we also have, you know, people coming and visiting, so many people, you know, inputting into how we raise the baby. And of course, there's a lot of information and a lot of perspectives that we're taking into account, but ultimately we have to decide what's best for our baby and our own family. And of course that comes with conflict. Not saying that it's conflict in a bad way, but conflict in the sense that you have two parties or more, and then like they're filtering through information. And just like if you're on like a team at work, or if you're in a band and you're trying to create something together, trying to fuse your perspectives and fuse your points of views into coming to a stance, there's going to be conflict in the sense that like the rough edges are being rubbed against each other until it becomes like a smooth product or a smooth and clear point of view or a stance. And that's essentially like what we're talking about when we're talking about this idea of conflict, and that especially like my wife and I have been going through. And going through that these recent weeks has made me think a lot about, you know, during this time of conflict, if we do have miscommunication or if we have misunderstandings, and how do we recover from those quickly and move on so that we can get to the heart of the matter, which is, again, getting to that solid footing of that mutually understood point of view and using that to get us forward and move forward into either our decision-making process or how we stand as a family, if that makes sense. So I know it's a lot to prep into this idea of like who should apologize first, but just to give you a little bit of a background as to like where these conflicts might come from, how we react to them, and what is the purpose behind an apology, right? So again, so we might have this miscommunication, we might have this misunderstanding, or, you know, because it's usually one of those two. Like we don't understand fully what the person's position is or how they feel about something, or we didn't hear them correctly, or, you know, somewhere in between we're making assumptions. And that is what's leading to misunderstandings. Okay, so once we identify, like, for example, like we have a conflict about chores. Chores is a big one when you have a baby in the house because, like, you know, things have to get done and it can be really exhausting. And then you're trying to take into account, like, of like who's done what and like who can do what. And you have a misunderstanding about chores. And once you have that moment of like, okay, well, we realize that we're having a misunderstanding, that we're having some miscommunication, who should be the one to apologize? And I think that this is a really important area, that once we identify like, okay, well, we're having conflict, we're both not understanding each other, and maybe both of us were in the wrong in a certain sense, but we're both trying to come together, that an apology at that in that instance can go a long way to at least make room for understanding to go further, if that makes sense. So, you know, we've all been there as couples that, or maybe you know, some of you might have had this recently, or you know, maybe have it happen, you know, early on. But we've all been there when we have this miscommunication with a loved one. And there's that time in which you're both like really not communicating because an an apology needs to be made or some type of... That's the baby. She's dreaming. Or some type of an extension needs to happen in order to bridge that gap, in order to reconnect, right? So what do we do? Now, just as we talked about earlier with the Gottman series, is you can utilize your partner's love language to make that extension. But it also really helps to be able to apologize, identify like, hey, what went wrong, and move forward. So a lot of the times, you know, people think that like women have a harder time apologizing than men, or that the man should apologize first, or, you know, it can be really difficult to determine like who is the person that should apologize first. And during this time, this recent weeks when we've had conflicts come up and we've had misunderstandings and we've had miscommunication, that I realized that it's really important just to apologize. That once you start getting into these ideas of like, well, this person needs to do it first, you know, I wasn't wrong, like this person was wrong, none of those issues or those positions or perspectives are really relevant to the fact that the miscommunication or the misunderstanding or the assumptions happened. And as a couple, you need to move forward from that and you need to learn from it and put it aside, because it's not as important as reconnecting. So identifying, as soon as you identify like, oh, this is the issue, you know, we had a misunderstanding, we had a miscommunication, and then it really just helps to just apologize and to put your ego aside, your pride aside, and just do it. So if you're already having those thoughts of like, oh, well, should I apologize or should she apologize? You know, if you're the one that's having those thoughts, just go ahead and do it. And the more often and the more frequently you do that, it creates a culture of within your family of being quick to apologize. And hopefully the other end of that is being quick to forgive and move forward from the apology. Now, as my wife was talking about earlier with me when I was talking with her about this topic, that, you know, that doesn't mean that we have like a free pass just to continuously do the behavior that we're apologizing for. Of course, the goal is to take the lesson, move forward, and integrate it into our behavior so that we don't have those repeat instances. But of course, we're human. We're all human, and we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to continuously make mistakes, but it shouldn't be purposeful, you know, and we shouldn't, and so ideally we should learn from it. But again, being quick to apologize, being quick to accept the apology, learn from it, and have grace with each other in the relationship is going to go a long way to ensure that when we do have conflicts, that we can solve them quickly, that we can solve them effectively and efficiently without prolonged disconnection and without prolonged feelings of being hurt and feelings of being misunderstood. So if this is a practice, or if this is something that comes up recently, or maybe something that you're going through now, just give it a shot. Identify what went wrong, you know, and extend that olive branch out to your loved one and say, hey, right now we're not at our best. We're not communicating well. You know, there's something that's between us. Something's not right. What can we do to fix it? And then look for that point of view from your partner of where they think that the situation went wrong. And then use that to create a bridge, an understanding, and then apologize for the miscommunication, the misunderstanding, and any kind of behavior that was done during that time that, you know, that led to the disconnect. And so I know like recently, like we had like a conflict, and I said, hey, I'm sorry for being a jerk during that time. And, you know, that can go a long way to acknowledge that, hey, my behavior wasn't the best and I'm sorry for that. And of course, we want to take that, move forward, and make that not something that happens again. But again, over time, the more and more we apologize and more we come to understandings quickly, that will definitely create a culture of handling disputes and handling conflicts with ease, with greater grace than it would if it was like a long, drawn-out process where people are getting hurt and people are feeling misunderstood for days on end when, you know, it could be settled very quickly. So it's a pretty simple and quick topic that I wanted to discuss with you guys today. And I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. If you guys have any tips or if you have any things that work for you when you guys are in conflict with your spouse or with your partner, feel free to share it with the podcast. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. Any one of those areas that you can listen to this podcast, we want you guys to share it and discuss these topics with, you know, with people that might, you know, need or don't really have the, they're not really listening to like dating podcasts or things like that. And they can use this information to really help them in their day-to-day lives. Because of course, this is a topic that doesn't just apply for dating. It applies for all types of relationships. Like you can use this with parents, with siblings, with close friends. And it of course works that if you're having these moments of disconnect, if you're having these moments of misunderstanding, that once you kind of have an idea of, okay, how am I going to reach out? How am I going to bridge this this disconnect? How am I going to, you know, establish connection with the other person that I'm having this conflict with? That, you know, it goes a long way to do that, do the apology, and then learn from it. So with that, I'll leave you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And, you know, we had a good episode, I think, on Friday. And thank you guys for listening. And so, yeah, hopefully we'll have a new one coming up within the next few days. We're going to have a new series coming up for you guys. But we wanted to give this one to sort of cover like a really quick and effective topic that has practical applications for everyday use. All right. So with that, we'll see you guys next time. Have a great day.